So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Yes, I am a Republican. Well, it isn't the most popular thing to be this election year. But let me tell you a little bit of a story of how I became a Republican. I was 13 years old. The year was 1952, and Dwight Eisenhower was being nominated to run as a Republican. At that time, we had our first television set. The only thing that we could watch were the national conventions because they were playing on all three networks. And that's all there was. So if you wanted to watch TV, you watched the national conventions. And when I heard Dwight Eisenhower, he sounded so much like my dad, especially when he said, you know, this is the land of opportunity. This is the land where you can do it on your own. And the purpose of this party is to open up the doors of opportunity to you. We want to attract the people that don't want a handout, but want to work hard enough and have enough heart to get out there and do it for themselves. And that sounded just like my dad. So I announced to my family, man, if I could vote, I would vote for Dwight Eisenhower. Of course, they were shocked. You know, we were Mexicans, we were poor, we were supposed to be Democrats. And so they were so shocked they couldn't believe it. But when they explained it to me that I should be a Democrat because the Democrats were the party of the poor, I said, who wants to be poor? I'm going on the other side. And then fast forward 25 years later, 1978, I had a small advertising agency here in town. And we were doing pretty good, but we had a lot of very small accounts that made us work so hard just to try to make payroll and a living. And we got a call from the staff of a fellow who was running for U.S. Senate for the third time. His name was John Tower. And they said, we've looked at your work and we like it. We like your creative style. And we also like the fact that out of the four partners, two of you are Mexican, and we need to go out and get the Hispanic vote. Well, we had never done a political campaign. I didn't know the difference between a state senator and a U.S. senator. I was really out of it. And at that time, we had never done any Hispanic advertising either. So here we were. An ad agency that had never done political, had never done Hispanic advertising, but when they said, we're going to be spending $13 million in 6 months, all of a sudden we were experts. We could do anything. As it turned out, it was a wonderful experience. At that time, Latinos voted for Republicans. Only 8% of Latinos voted for Republicans. But he needed a much bigger percentage of the Hispanic vote if he was going to win. He knew it was going to be a really tough election. It turned out that he won by 0.5% of the total vote. And the Latino vote went from 8% to 37%. The day after Election Day, he called me to his office and said, I want you to come over to Dallas. We need to talk. And he said, you know, you've done a great job, and the Latino vote made the difference. That is historic, because no Republican U.S. senator had ever had Hispanic outreach. But Tower loved the culture. He loved to go to the West Side and to go to every bar and drink his Lone Star beers with the guys. And amazingly, the guys knew him, and he knew them. And he was very, very comfortable there. So he knew what he was doing. He knew that he needed it. It made the difference. And he said, I want to do something for you. I'm going to call my favorite reporter at the Wall Street Journal and have him interview you. And I'm also going to introduce you to another fellow by the name of Ronald Reagan. Well, the Wall Street Journal came over, interviewed me, and about a week later, there was a big article on our agency and how we had gotten the Latino vote for John Tower and that that was the winning margin. Well, it was pretty amazing. Within 3 months, we were now working for Coca-Cola, for Bacardi Rum, and for Coors Beer. Instead of having accounts that spend $25,000 a year, we were having now accounts that spend $5 million a year. So it changed my life completely. Now we were experts in political advertising and experts in Hispanic marketing. And Ronald Reagan really pretty much taught me what I know today, that Republican values are conservative values, and Latinos have conservative values, and that is the tie that makes it all work. So I took his advice to heart. Ronald Reagan then introduced me to George H.W. Bush. We did a good job for him. He won the first time, lost the second time, but it was a wonderful experience because you get to see how a team works when somebody wins and how a team loses when everything is not in order. His head guy, Lee Atwater, had died at the age of 40, and there was nobody at the helm. And it made a big, big difference, and he lost to Clinton. George H.W. Bush then introduced me to his son, George W. Bush. And we did his gubernatorial campaign and the two presidential campaigns as well. And a record was set for the Latino vote for a Republican. George W. Bush got, depending on the polls that you look at, anywhere from 44% to 47% of the Latino vote. And it really made this gigantic bit of difference that people could get elected because of the Latino vote. And I volunteered for John McCain, but he didn't have any money. And then Mitt Romney didn't do anything. So that percentage went down to about 25%. And Obama kicked Romney's butt. But when you do something, it works. When you don't do something, it works. When you don't do something, it doesn't work, sorry. But now, I look at what the Republican candidate is doing in 2016. Everything is the opposite of what my party was. Ronald Reagan had a shining city on a hill. He gave amnesty to 3 million Mexicans. And George H.W. Bush had this 1,000 points of light and a kindler general, kindler, gentler nation. George W. Bush was a compassionate conservative and a uniter, not a divider. It's all different now. So here I am in this amazing quandary saying, can I desert my party? And I say, no, I can't, but I can't vote for this man. And I cannot and will not vote for a man that is not with my party and the party that I remember. So I am one of millions of Americans that are feeling this way, and one of tens of thousands of Latino voters that are feeling this way. What's going to happen? I don't know. But this I do know, that if Trump loses, it will be the best thing that could possibly happen to the Republican Party. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.